Hello and welcome to Come With The Sauce. Myself and Rob Viper did a post Triple Mania Regia. It's not Regia, it's Triple Mania Monterey. You know, you're listening to a podcast of Lucha Libre. You know what the show was called. It took place on April 30th. We did a Twitter Spaces live right after the show ended. What you're going to hear for the rest of the recording is that show that went 35 minutes. Be aware that I have no idea what I'm doing. And so the first couple of minutes was us trying to figure out how Twitter Spaces works. Apparently it does not work well if you let your phone turn off the screen, then just stops recording, especially if battery saver on. I just thought about that. That's probably the reason. But once, like, the first couple minutes are rough, but then we get into, like, the normal conversation, talking about all the matches, everything that happened on the show, and then it'll just end abruptly because, like, the last minute was not recorded. Thank you for listening. We'll be back at some point soon.
Hey, you're connected, but you're still muted, Rob.
No, it should be okay now.
Yes, you're here. So okay. what do you think about the semifinal brackets? Were you expecting those?
No, I was expecting it to go the other way, but it's interesting the way they have it. I guess based on that, Demon Jr. is going to the final.
I'm not convinced. I think they could do Penta versus Lana 4.
You think so? Then what do they do with Psycho?
Psycho faces Wagner and Andrade in some sort of match.
Yeah, I guess that works too. I think everybody had their mindset on the Brazos versus Villanos. Yeah. I saw everybody tweeting about it as soon as the final results came in tonight. So it's interesting that they would go the other way.
Yeah.
I'm hearing silence now. I think you disconnected. I don't know if anybody can hear me speaking right now. If I do,
did I lose my, go ahead.
Oh, so people can hear me if you disappear?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I should keep going then. Now, I was just going to say that everybody was tweeting as soon as that final result came in about it was going to be the Brazos versus the Villanos. So this kind of throws a monkey wrench in what everybody was thinking.
Yeah. I think it makes it, I think there are more interesting matches because like Penta versus Demon should be, I don't know what that's going to be, and that's probably a good thing. It may just be a crazy brawl. I think Psycho Volano works that way too.
Yeah, I mean it'll turn out fine match-wise. Like match quality-wise, it can't get any worse than tonight, right?
Right. Yeah, we're not going to have anything as bad as Rayo versus Demon. We're not going to have anything as bad as Connect and Psycho was for a long of the way. I mean, that it was always going to be in this tournament is that some of them were going to struggle to be in long singles matches, and they still did long singles matches anyways.
And we knew that the finishes would all be basically it was annoying to watch, but at the same time, we have no right to complain because these guys don't lose at any time, big show, small show. So they did what they could. I wish they would have had some more variety instead of the same finish every time with distraction, interference, 1, 2, 3. But it is what it is, and they got a lot of famous names on the show like Sankara, Smaskara, Nidosmil, Wagner, Vampiro. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah. I mean, the Wagners, they had so many. I mean, we talked, one of the talking points going into this was that they were focusing more on stars in the regular AAA roster. And it went even more that way with like Wagner showing up, with Vampiro getting that big focus for what looked like a tag match at some point. It was a whole different roster than what we see on the normal TV shows. And they were completely, the only like guy who got any attention from the normal roster who went already was Parker Negra, because everyone, and he was just like there to, because someone got hurt. Was those guys were really very incidental to most of what happened.
Oh, yeah. And the way I see it shaping up right now is anybody hoping that Mexico City Triple Mania in October is going to be match quality? No, that is going to be one of the all-time all-star Mexico shows. They're going to have so many names on that show. It's going to be fascinating to see how that lineup turns out.
Yeah. Obviously, the theme this year is to pull back from history as much as possible and to go for spectacle over over like match quality. And like they still had match quality in there, but that's not like the priority for these big shows.
Yep, just like we said, that the what you see on TV isn't priority for these shows either. This is like in a different world. In this other world, the Vipers don't exist. They fight with each other. Anything you see on TV, those guys, they barely, like Octagon Jr., he doesn't exist in this world of Triple Manias.
No, no. How wild was it that, like, we got all those weird finishes in the roulette they did with La Muerte, but, like, the worst finish was in that trios match. Could they just not, like, were they not allowed to pin anybody in that match? What happened there?
I mean, I don't know. I think Dion is still a champion somewhere, but Taya just beat her, so I see no reason why Taya couldn't beat her again. I mean, Bandito can drop a fall. Pagano
loses all the time, all over the place, so he could obviously have lost.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for sure Bandito was either taking the pin or they were going to do something. I just don't understand when Pagano takes that sick bump, why you can't just roll him in the ring and do an actual finish. That was just a mess. And the whole thing of my complaint is that you can't go the whole show by saying, oh, there are no DQs, everybody does whatever they want, if you know there's a DQ coming later on.
Right. It just makes everyone look bad. But like, even if there wasn't DQs, the referees would make themselves look bad, especially on that main event finish. Did he forget that was the finish? What the hell? Like, Vikingo was down long enough that I thought maybe it was like Vikingo got knocked himself out and that wasn't supposed to be a finish. But clearly, the way Matt reacted, that was supposed to be the three count, and Toronto somehow forgot about it.
Okay, so this is one of those things where we watch something, and then I point out something, and then later Cubs goes to check it and sees if I'm right or wrong. Yeah. So what I noticed live is that three times in a row on near falls, Tirantes tapped the guys on the shoulder and seemed to be asking them, is this the finish? Is this the finish? I don't know the level of Tirantes' English. I'm pretty sure it's not very good. So I don't know how he was asking Matt Jackson whether it's the finish or not, but he very clearly forgot the finish because they were doing so many near falls and he's not used to that. And he just completely fucked up that finish. Not the first time, won't be the last time. And I have so many friends in Mexico who are able to count to three properly and remember things. So if AAA needs somebody, I can easily recommend somebody.
No, it's an obvious problem that like AAA occasionally wants to do these matches, and they'll keep on doing it with Vikingo, and people keep watching because they want to see these Vikingo matches, even if they beat him like a drum like they did tonight. But they don't have like the referees to do that. They have two referees who both have issues, physical or mental. I think tonight was more mental. And they can't like find one other person just to be the straight normal referee for the good matches. It's very loyal to these guys, but also just very weird that they just can't add one more person who's going to be good at this.
I also think they overworked him because they had that completely nonsensical moment where Conan got kicked out of ringside. I have no idea why Conan was out there or why he needed to be kicked out.
No. Conan even like distracted like Torrentes from counting his own team spin, so it made no sense in the context of the match. It was just the weirdest thing, but Conan has a trend of showing up in the big matches just to make sure everyone sees that he's part of AAA when people watch AAA.
Yep, always with the Bucks or Kenny, even if it doesn't fit the storyline. Yeah. But I thought the main event was match. I mean, this is one of those things where we can call it the match of the night, but apparently from the live perspective, actually, I mean, we went on the air right away, so I didn't talk to other people live. But I think that your best match, if you're a non-AAA person, is going to be the main event. And if you're a AAA Lucha person, you might think LA Park Viana was the best match.
That was the one match where you could sort of hear the crowd come through on the audio mix, which was not great. But you could even see it even more, that those fans were reacting big to all the finishes. Everyone, I think the brawl was great, and I think everyone really understood the stakes here, that if Volano 4 wins, it's a huge deal, because that means someone else is losing their mask, and it's going to be an important mask, and everyone cares about LA Park win or lose. So I think it was a great package of things going on, and I think Volano 4 gave me some hope for the rest of these matches. If he can keep on doing this, then he can be worthwhile to go through this whole tournament.
It also had the advantage in the spot that it went, because Ultimo Dragon versus Pentagon was a nothing match.
Yes.
And then the other three that we saw were all going to follow the same formula. They were going to be brawls. They were going to have blood. They were going to have weapons. And Park and Viano just happened to be the one to go first.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice that the curve was split out between crazy spot fests and then hardcore and then brawls between old men. But the earlier matches were better because we hadn't seen those as much. The main event spot fest is really good too. I don't want to discount that, but like the brawls got tired and they really did disservice by, like, even if you put the other ones first, the other ones were always going to be worse by putting LA Park versus Volano 4 early. Like, Rayo and Demon are going to try, but they're not going to be that good. And even Connect versus Psycho Clown wasn't going to be that good if it went before it. It just kind of, but I guess with those guys, I'm sure they would have thrown a fit if they were moved earlier in the card. So there's so much you can do.
Yeah, I mean, from what I saw, from what I heard, from people there live, because the thing that we never addressed yet is that I couldn't hear the crowd at all. English feed, Spanish feed. This was a hard show to watch because I hate empty arena wrestling, and this sounded like empty arena wrestling.
See, I watched the Noah show yesterday. I watched the one with the three-way with Bane and Alpha Wolf and Ninja Mac. I have not seen the other one. But compared to that, this was at least, you know, audible crowd noise, and it was better than that. But compared to what a AAA show should sound like, this was, and what the AAA shows have sounded like on the previous TV tapings, it wasn't mixed very well at all. And I think that kind of took me out of the action somewhat. It sounded like it took you more out of the action, especially on that three-way tag.
Well, because we were getting the live video from our friends who were there, and we could hear the live reaction of the crowd. And then to just, you know, be listening, and like sometimes you could see the crowd was sitting silently, like during Ryo and Damon. That's cool. But they were reacting during Park Viano, and I wanted to hear it. It looked like they were reacting a lot during that main event. I wanted to hear, were they on the Bucks side? Were they against the Bucks?
Yeah. I mean, I've not gone back and seen the video from the clips that we got in our group chat, but from the main event, but you could tell from like the LA Park Volano 4 match, they were so loud near that finish. Mm-hmm. And they were so loud in like the punch exchange too. And I wish that came through a little bit better.
Yep. I think that based if we're going like best and worst match, like we already covered best match, but worst match, it's so hard on a show like this when you have the usual like Kanek and Ryo. I mean, obviously in terms of quality, the worst match, but I don't understand that six man tag. Like when Andrade's music hit, I legit exclaimed in our group chat, oh, I forgot Andrade was even booked on this show.
Yeah. Well, and it looks like the only reason he was booked was so they could do that angle at Dr. Wagner, which is a weird reason to book him, because you could just wait till you're going to do the Psycho Clown match and announce the Psycho Clown match. But I guess he got a free payday, and Jose got a free payday out of it. And Bandito was also there for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, the only other surprise when it comes to who took falls was in the multi-man, where I was very surprised that they pinned Laredo Kid with, like, you had Jack Cartwheel right there. I knew the Munoz guys weren't taking the pin, but to have Laredo Kid, and then I don't know why you had to do a low blow in that match too, because it seemed like every other match, especially the tournament ones, had low blows.
They had low blows for the finish, or they had low blows after their match for a beatdown. There was just way too many of those spots on the show.
And so what happened at the end there? Like, I thought, you know, Phoenix pushed Vikingo. We saw that. So there's some tension there. But why did they both have to get beat up again? And then Penta comes out to make the save. I mean, I guess we're headed to Vikingo versus Phoenix, right?
Right. I've been on this since February, because Conan set up that match for the Crash when he knew he was quitting the Crash and taking those guys with him, and probably knew he was running that match in Tijuana. So they've been playing it for a while. If you know that story, you could see the couple spots setting up for it. But the way they played it out, it was such a small part of the thing that it felt like they were setting up Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers again at the end. And that's a weird way to set that up. And that's a weird thing to do that's not the match you're doing next. And it's like, you can either beat Vikingo or you can beat him up afterwards. Doing both is just like really counterproductive for a guy you're trying to make as your AAA signature star.
And I'm also thinking, like, I'm sorry, I know AAA doesn't think like this, but I'm a normal person, so I think long term. They already announced their next TV taping is for May 28th. That may be the only taping between now and Triple Mania, and Phoenix is listed for that show, but he probably won't be on that show. So this was the moment you were supposed, you should have gone strong. Phoenix pushes Vikingo, they have a stare down. I don't know why you needed that beatdown nonsense afterwards, but it's AAA. I mean, every show ends like that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that they wanted to have the happy ending with Penta coming out there, but like that was not, that's not the time for the happy ending. That's the time for the selling the, selling the next big match, because it's like it didn't really work as a happy ending, which is kind of a weird thing to, which is a weird tacked on thing that just kind of distracted from the point you're trying to make.
Well, if you're not a Lucha Blog viewer, if you're just someone who was watching on Space, I don't think that shove was enough for people to understand that they had issues.
No, absolutely not. Everyone's going to be excited for the match because the match is going to be, because that's going to be a good match, but no one's going to be, but they didn't do anything to set up. And that's like no different from the rest of AAA this year. Like there's a lot of stuff that's just not being set up well or being set up for in a way that it's hard for people to understand.
But would you say, because you tweeted a clip of Dorian Roldan during the week doing a press interview where he said a lot of people look at Lucha Libre as madness. Would you qualify tonight as madness?
Yeah, it's not as mad as other Triple Mania. Like if we put it on a 1 to 10 scale about how mad this Triple Mania was, how insane this Triple Mania, it's probably like a 7.5. It was not a full crazy Triple Mania, but there were still like a lot of like, what is happening here? Vampiro showing up to make a save for some reason kind of stuff. The finish was just all over the place. So the end of the show was all over the place. So there was lots of craziness. And I think like people who do not watch AAA, who just come for Triple Mania, are coming for that craziness. And I think they got enough of it. But I would also like some stuff to make a little bit more sense for people who have to watch, who decide to watch us all the time.
Yeah, especially when the guy who's booking it has his own podcast where he criticizes other companies. And it's like, maybe you just focus in-house first, because there's a lot of things that I think are easily fixable when it comes to problems with AAA.
Yeah, everyone dunks on Disco from that podcast, and for good reason, because Disco's an idiot. But also, like, Conan's the one who's, it's like easier to like point out his flaw, how ridiculous it is that he has a podcast evaluating other promotions when this is the promotion ebooks. And if Conan the podcaster watched Conan the AAA booker's product, he would go absolutely insane. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, today they even did the thing. I mean, it's not a big deal, it's AAA, we're focusing on the little things here. But for me, it's like, you advertised Octagon Jr., you have Octagon Jr. there, for what reason is Commander coming out to do this match? Like, just deliver the match. You can deliver it. There's nothing stopping you. We just saw Octagon Jr. to start the show. It's just so weird to me that they would make a random change like that with no explanation.
No. I mean, Commander got to do a couple neat spots, but they didn't, you know, like if they wanted Commander in the match, they could have just advertised Commander in the match. It's just changes for the sake of changes.
Oh, I thought everybody in I thought that match was one of the worst of the night. I thought everybody looked stupid in it. I thought there was no reason for the Vipers to randomly be fighting each other. Parca Negra and Commander, I mean, that was a chance for them to do cool stuff. And at no point in the match, they got in the ring maybe once. It was just, that was very disappointing to me. And the finish there, Sammy just entering the ring with the crutch, like Parca Negra just saying, oh yeah, go ahead, now you're in the match and you get the titles. I think like it could have been done so much better. And I don't even think the injury is an excuse for how it turned out.
No, but it would have gone much similar with Sammy in there. It was just like the finish got changed. They had to do the crutch spot instead, even though it was so weird because like, it's not like anyone believed that Sammy had a leg injury either. They just wanted to do a crutch spot for the finish. Just, I don't understand that one at all either. But like, I think I like these multi-man matches for what they are more than you. I mean, it obviously did not make sense to have partners fighting each other during the match. But for, like, let's just do some spots and none of it makes sense. Like, if you've given up on these matches make any sense, then the matches are fine. But it's like there's way too many of these style matches on this show. And on all these shows where we just, like, they're trying to make sure the roster doesn't do complete mutiny, so you put as many of them in multi-man matches as possible. but it also makes for these matches where stuff happens and no one remembers what happens 5 minutes later.
Well, do you remember who was out with Jeff Jarrett? Which Rudo?
It was Rey Scorpion, which did not make any sense because he's supposed to be part of La Empresa, but I guess they didn't fly like any of La Empresa to the show. So suddenly some other stable guy has to be there. Just randomness.
I mean, it's right up there with the Ludwig when, you weren't there, right? Were you there in December for Monterey Triple Mania?
I was not.
Okay, so like Conan did the whole speech about threatening to destroy AAA and I'm against. And then the next show, he's like walking out, you know, putting over AAA. And then on this show, he's coming out with the Young Bucks, who he's got no affiliation with. Yeah. It that's the madness of AAA that I think is easily fixable when I talk about stuff like this.
Yeah. There's not a lot of consistency from show to show. It's like whoever they need to be at that show or whatever the rules need to be for that match, that's what the rules are going to be.
And I honestly forgot that NGD was even in AAA until they ran it. I thought when they ran out tonight, I was like, oh, they jumped from Robles or something. And then it clicked in my head. Oh, no, they've been on TV.
No, they were on and they weren't even booked for the show. And they were just, maybe they were in Cobra Triple Mania. I mean, who would know?
I mean, if they're not booked on Triple Mania and TJ, they will be going like, what, 3 months between TV appearances?
That's correct. I mean, I still like, there's got to be another TV in May. This does not make sense what they're doing.
Show Center at some point.
Show Center, but there's like, they need another TV for space too, unless the Dallas show is going to air. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, we'll see. But I mean, the fact that they announced May 28th already, there's nothing that's going to be before then.
Yeah, well, then it doesn't make sense. I'm arguing that AAA needs to make sense, and that's going to get me in trouble.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see where they go. But I want to reiterate, I thought the main event, I thought Vikingo was everybody was a shining star in the main event. I didn't even think that it was a spot fest, like you said. I just thought it was a really smart, put-together Young Bucks match. And Vikingo just worked with those guys so seamlessly that even more now, I just can't wait for this guy to escape Mexico and just reach his true potential where he's not working house shows with, like, Dave the Clown types.
Yeah, like I wrote about this week a little bit. Like, on some level, I want him to be out of Mexico so he gets to have better, he works with better opponents more often and isn't working, like, isn't traveling on the bus 4 hours to work a small show. But on the other hand, like, is AEW going to put Vikingo in 20-minute main event matches where he gets to do everything? Or is it going to be like the five guys who faced the Undisputed Elite on Dynamite this past week where he gets a few minutes to shine, but he's not really going to get to go out the same way? I don't know. I think I want him to go get that U.S. deal finally, just so he gets paid what he deserves.
Yeah. But
from a fan's perspective, I'm not sure. I think this is I think Kyoto Vikingo is going to win the 2020 Mexico Wrestler MVP by a huge distance, but Triple H is just going to keep putting him in these situations. But I don't know if he's going to get those chances elsewhere.
I mean, yeah, and like we haven't seen the video. We're just going based on word of mouth. But that was his second match of the night.
Right. Yeah, because he wrestled. He was back under his Marvel character. Asking people and looking around, no one knows what the Marvel match was. They just had a whole bunch of people there, and it didn't really make any sense. But he would look like he was under the Arachno mask earlier in the night, and it came out later. And I think the other thing about that main event is, like, it looked like it was going to be really bad weather during that trios match, and it seemed like it calmed down and never really affected them too much in that main event. And it's like they dodged a bullet there that they didn't dodge in Rey the Reyes.
Yeah, for sure. That match would not have gone the way it went in the rain. I know they wouldn't. Like when Bandito and Andrade were brawling on the ramp during that trios, you could see how wet the ramp was.
Yeah.
And there's no way they would have done all that ramp stuff if it was the weather was the way it was. So, again, I mean, listen, AAA got lucky. But I still, considering most of their shows are going to be outdoors going forward, I would invest in a tarp.
Yeah, they're never going to do it. It's like, it's the referee thing. They should do it, but they're just never going to get better at doing it, I guess. The Tijuana show is going to be an outdoor show. The Mexico City show will be back indoors. I don't know where the running, I believe the place in Puebla is indoors, but I don't remember. But we'll find out, I guess.
It's got to be indoors because the outdoors, it would have to be a bull ring and they don't have enough to sell out a bull ring. What did you think about attendance tonight?
It seemed like we got a good look at like the infield and the surrounding seats, but to get the 14,000 they wanted, they really needed to put a lot of people in the upper levels, and we never got a good look at that. I saw some photos of it. I think probably, I don't know, I'm terrible at guessing attendance, which is why you never see too many attendance numbers on the Ledger blog, but maybe 10,000, maybe 12,000, but not the 14,000 they were hoping for. And obviously, they didn't have anyone sitting in the outfield, so it's far from the complete capacity that they'll usually go with.
Right. I saw, I think, Conan tweeting or had a comment on a podcast about how we sold out last time and we'll sell out again this time. And I mean, I was there last time. It was not sold out, not even close. And tonight looked similar. But I mean, I'm going to talk with my friends. They have pictures and videos, so we'll know for sure. But I didn't feel, just based on the way they were shooting the show, that it was a good, like, because we would have seen, it's like CMLL when we talk about them every week, that they only post the picture of the crowd when they're happy with how it looks. And AAA did not film this show like they were confident enough to show, look how many people we put in here.
No, we got the one upper level shot, but that kept a lot of the area hidden. So they did not do some big panning shot that they might do on other times.
But I will say that these ticket prices, well, at least, for example, our front row ticket prices were double. So I presume across the board, ticket prices were double from Triple Mania Regia in December. So even if they didn't put as many people in the building, they probably made much more money.
Yeah. Although I think they probably spent a lot more money, too, with all the names they brought in.
Yeah, imagine all the payoffs on a show like this. And you had Andrade in a throwaway match, and he's asking ridiculous money. The Bucks don't come cheap. I don't even know what, like, I guess you're paying Ciancaras to show up and do this appearance, but maybe he did it as a favor. I don't know. But yeah, those legends are expensive dudes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else about the show worth covering.
I mean, do you think the Jarrett thing is going anywhere? I just saw that as a bunch of bullshit.
It's hard to tell. I think AAA dearly loves Jeff Jarrett and would want to put him on the show if they could find a spot for him. But it's like also how many of these like tag matches with legends are they going to put in Mexico City? Either it's going to be, they could just overkill it and run that one too. But and Land Lover definitely talked about like maybe I'll wrestle one more match, but I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not. It felt like they were pitching it for a match, but I just don't know if they'll get followed through or it's just another thing to get attention.
If Latin Lover's doing one more match, I would like to specifically request that he waits until Angel Garza's released.
Well, that could be 3 weeks or 3 years. Who knows?
Right. But, I mean, they could also do, because I was under the impression, I didn't hear much about it since it was off TV, that the Copa Triple Mania was supposed to be full of legends names. I saw the Microman won, but they could easily do a Copa Triple Mania in Mexico City with like all these legends that we're talking about. And that would save them from having to do real matches. They could just do their intro, come out. And since they do over the top eliminations in that match, just find safe ways to get them out or just have guys pile onto them or whatever and do pinfalls.
Yeah, they could do that. I think they're set on more like getting the matches or real matches for whatever reason, but I would prefer something quicker like that. Like they did try doing that 1 year without legends, but with a lot of names from the past, and then just went on forever and had people just come and go disappearing without being eliminated. And
oh, guess, the famous Jeff Jarrett year.
Yeah. So I guess they could do that again, but I wouldn't want to see them do it exactly like that again.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise when you're looking forward to AAA, and if we do like a preview for the next Triple Mania, everything's basically locked in already. We're just waiting for a couple more match announcements. Nothing on the Puebla show is going to matter at all when it comes to the lineup. So what you saw tonight is just a matter of now we're waiting to June 18th for them to run it back. And I presume that I presume like in the four-way, we'll get random undercard filler with guys like Dinamico, since he's kind of a local dude. And I presume we get some sort of hardcore stuff in there with Pagano, because Tijuana is more of a hardcore city. I'm sure the Rebellion will be involved.
Yeah, like all the guys that they ran random angles with on the Tijuana taping that didn't make any sense, maybe some of those guys will like find their way on the Tijuana Triple Mania show to make that sense. But so we have for June 18th, we have the women's cage match, We have the Hardys versus Drosco and Dragon Lee. We have Volano 4 versus Psycho Clown. We have Blue Demon versus Penta. And we probably have Phoenix versus Vikingo. So that's like five matches. Throw in a Copa Triple Mania and a Marvel match, and there's like spots for three more matches that they'll cram everyone else into.
I mean, we got to presume that Sammy and Ty will be back and they'll do another random assortment mixed tag. I'm assuming those people got the title because they're going to defend it at some point on AEW TV. I mean, they're doing a mixed tag feud with the MMA guy, the MMA girl, and Scorpio, right?
It's either, yeah, it'll be Scorpio or Paige probably challenging for that title. So that was 100% the reason I thought they were going to do a title change. I would not be surprised if that's like a double or nothing match or something, but that's obviously like the plan there.
Yeah, and then it's just a matter of seeing, like, I mean, a guy like Loretto Kid may not even make the next Triple Mania TJ show. I mean, that's how full they basically are. You can do like another stupid trios like tonight with Andrade, yeah, and just toss a bunch of names in there.
Andrade, but, Wagner, right? And somebody else. But yeah, I guess there's no point, right, in doing that if you don't have Psycho Clown yet. But you could do it if you wanted to do it.
And I mean, Rush is always a name that's out there. I know Andrade wants to team with Rush. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I think Robles has a show that same weekend as the TJ Triple Mania.
Okay.
Do you remember where that was announced for?
I don't remember.
It's in Mexico City somewhere.
I would look it up, but I'm afraid of messing up the square spaces. So I'm just going to assume that we'll look it up later.
Yeah, same thing here. But I'm pretty sure it's either on the 17th or the 19th that weekend. So we'll see.
We'll see. Anything else we need to talk about? The English announcing was fine. They were knowledgeable. I mean, I think the problem was that they were like too loud, but that wasn't their problem. That was the audio mix problem. But they knew what they were talking about, and that's always the refreshing thing on the Triple Mania show.
I thought so too.
I heard Spanish announcing was fine as usual too. So it's like AAA has 100 problems. So it's nice to like knock those way down the list.
You know, the Hugo announcing is too much for me on shows like this where we're doing near falls, because his whole thing is the poor poquito, where he stretches the poquito for like 40 seconds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem is, that's fine when you're doing a lucha style match that only has two or three near falls. But when you're doing a Young Buck style match, it drains. It's too much. And especially when they're playing it over the loudspeaker in the building, it's a wall.
The playing the announcing over the building. I assume that's like one of the reasons they turned the crowd audio up is because they want to pick up that on the audio mix twice. But it makes for a worse experience live, I think, for most people, and obviously made for a worse experience like watching the show and hearing two different commentary tracks.
And so do you want to address Alberto at all or no?
No, I believe Alberto was booked for that show. I completely spaced on it until Kurt Royal came out, but Kurt Royal did say at one point that it was going to be on Triple Mania and there was no follow-up to it. So he was booked for something on that show. I don't know if like Alberto's role was supposed to be something else at first and then then things got changed around. But I'm fine. Like, even more so, like when the Alberto story came out, it was like, why do you need him on the show? You have all of these names already. And they put even more names on the show. He would have been so pointless to be here. So like, I don't want to see him for many reasons, but like AAA was lucked out that whoever leaked the story out to Fanbyte put that story out, because they would have wasted their money completely on him.
Well, that's basically where I come down on this, is based on where the leak came from, and it's not a lucha outlet. I fully think this was somebody leaking it just to test the waters, and they hadn't decided who was going to be in which role yet on the show. And once they saw the negative backlash to Alberto, that's when they're like, okay, he's out of play, so we'll put Vampiro here, we'll put Cartwheel here, and everything else just fit into place. But I hope they keep him away. I don't think they will. I think that we're inevitably going to have to deal with him in AAA, but just like I think we're inevitably going to have to deal with the other scrounges of the earth in Mexico in CMLL, but we'll save that for another spaces.
Yeah. Oh, so I think we're going to end it here. Okay.